ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
As fire is exhibited in different forms of wood, so under different conditions of the modes of material nature, the pure spirit soul manifests itself in different bodies. Purport, it is to be understood that the body is designated. Prakriti is an interaction by the three modes of material nature, and according to these modes, someone has a small body and someone has a very large body. For example, the fire in a big piece of wood appears very big, and in a stick, the fire appears small. Actually, the quality of fire is the same everywhere, but the manifestation of material nature is such that according to the fuel, the fire appears bigger and smaller. Similarly, the soul in the universal body, although of the same quality, is different from the soul in the smaller body. The small particles of soul are just like the sparks of the larger soul. The greatest soul is the super soul, but the super soul is quantitatively different from the small soul. The super soul is described in the Vedic literature as the supplier of all necessities of the smaller soul. Nityo Nityanam. One who understands this distinction between the super soul and the individual soul is above lamentation and is in a peaceful position. When the smaller soul thinks himself qualitatively as big as the larger soul, he is under the spell of Maya, for that is not his constitutional position. No one can become the greatest soul simply by mental speculation. The smallness or greatness of different souls is described in the Varaha Purana as Svangsha Vibhinangsha. The Svangsha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Vibhinangsha souls, or small particles, are eternally small particles, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivangsho Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. The small living entities are eternally part and parcel, and therefore it is not possible for them to be quantitatively as great as the super soul. This important knowledge modifies all the other knowledge given in the Vedas. The Vedas are Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas are concerned with the modes of material nature. So in the Vedic literature, when it describes the qualities of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, the duties of different persons in different situations of life, when it states that, see, for instance, such an animal is auspicious and such an animal is inauspicious, it's all modified by the understanding that the soul within the body, whether it's in the body of a crow, which is considered inauspicious. In the big cities, we see lots of crows. Or the soul in the body of a peacock, which is auspicious. It's the same soul by quality. Even the soul in the body of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, the same type of soul, Jivesu Rupoi Krishna Nityadas. But the difference between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad is Hiranyakashipu is thinking, Ishvaraham Aham Bhogi. Whereas Prahlad is thinking, Ishvara Parama Krishna. That Krishna is the supreme controller. And he is the enjoyer. Therefore, Tadarte akila cheshta. Krishnarte akila cheshta. Everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. But they're both by nature pure. But in the material condition, one is covered by designations. One thinks of oneself as Asura Varya. Prahlad Maharaj addressed Hiranyakashipu as the most prominent, the greatest in the dynasty of the Asuras, or demons. So Hiranyakashipu was proudly thinking, I am the best of the demons. Every demon desires to enjoy this material world, and I am able to do so unobstructedly. Whereas Prahlad, he was on the platform, Sarvopadhi Vinir Muktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. He was on the platform of bhakti, which is beyond all designation, beyond all material designation. Sarvopadhi Vinir Muktam, fully free from all material designations. Tat Parat Vena, absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Himself Tat Para. He is automatically, axiomatically, beyond the situation of the material world. And Nirmalam, this Sarvopadhi Vinir Muktam, this verse is parallel in, this is quoted in Bhaktira Samrit Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Before that, he gives a verse which is of the same purport. Anyabhilashita shunya jnana kamadhyana avritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutanam. So to be free of all material desires, this is sarvopadhi vinir muktam. When one is no longer identifying oneself with this material world, then he has no longer any desire to enjoy it. As long as we identify with this material world, I am Indian, I'm a man, I'm a woman, therefore we have men's rights, women's rights, animals' rights, homosexuals' rights, all different kinds of rights, which are all wrong, because they're all conceived of without relationship to Krishna. So being free of designations is not possible to be anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kama adhyana vritam unless one is freed of all false designations. If one is thinking, I am a pious enjoyer of this material world, then he's on the platform of karmakanda. Or if one thinks that I'm mukta purush, I'm brahma jnani, that's also a designation which is at least somewhat materially tinged. Must be, if one does not identify oneself as Krishna Das. This is the only designation. When it said sarvopadhi vinir muktam, when one is freed from all designations, it means all mundane designations, because we have our actual designation, which is as the servant of Krishna. So just like all these words, nishkam, one should be free of all material desire. Free of all desires. Akama means free of all desires, but that means to be free of all material desires, because it's not possible for the jiva to be totally free of desire. Then he's no longer jiva. Because jiva means living life, and life means thoughts, which means desire. So similarly, to be free from designations doesn't mean to be totally free from designations in all respects, because then one would cease to exist. Or even if we say, if at all one can conceive of, it's not possible to conceive of, but if you could, somehow you can conceive of some state in which there's no designation whatsoever, cannot be described in any way, then that in itself is a designation. Therefore the void, which is paradoxically aspired for by the voidists, shunyavadis, they are also a vadi, they have a vad, the shunyavad, nothingness vad. So that's also, they shunya means there should be no designation, no thought, no vad. Shunya means nothing. But even to define shunya, that means abhav, or absence of anything else. So that also can only be defined or conceived of in relation to everything else. So it also has a designation. It's not possible that there cannot be any designation of any sort whatsoever. So, sarvopadhi vinirmuktam, to be free of all designations, means to be free of all false designations, and to accept the real designation. Gopi bhartu parakamalaya dasu dasa nidasaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conceived of himself as the servant of the servant of he who is the maintainer of the gopis. And other devotees of Krishna may conceive of themselves in other ways. Hanuman, he doesn't conceive of himself as the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. He conceives of himself as Srinathe Janaki Nathe Abheda Paramatmane. Tatapi mama sarvasvam Rama kamala lochanaha. He says that I know that Srinath, the lord of Lakshmi Devi, or Srinath also means, he's just putting the fresh garland on Srinath. So Srinath means Krishna, because Sri is Radha. Or Sri is generally understood as Lakshmi. But the she who is Sri in the fullest sense, who is in all respects full of all opulences, who is the Swarup Shakti of this, of the Swayam Rup Bhagavan, the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Radha. So Srinath means, generally understood to mean, Lord Vishnu is also understood as the Krishna, Srinath, deity who is presently worshipped in Nathdwara, and ultimately means, Srinath means Radhanath. So Srinath and Janakinath, Krishna and Rama, they are the same non-different personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord. But Hanuman says, still, nevertheless, Rama, the beautiful lotus-eyed Rama, he is my all-in-all. He is everything to me. Sarvasvam, he is everything to me. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he prays that Jayatam Surato Pangar Mamamanda Mategatihi Mat Sarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohan Mat Sarvasva. He who is everything to me, despite my material contamination, despite my attraction to that which Madan has to offer. Madan, Kamadev, he is offering that which is attractive to those who have bodily designations. As long as we identify with this body, then we'll identify others as their bodies also. And one body is attracted to another body. Or rather, the illusioned jiva who is entrapped within one body and identifies with that body, he identifies other coverings of other souls as something attractive for him to enjoy. Ishvara ham aham bhogi, I should enjoy. How will he enjoy? The jiva can only enjoy, actually by serving Krishna, but he's forgotten Krishna. He's identifying with the body. So how does he conceive of himself as an enjoyer? By enjoying his own body in relation to other bodies. That is the platform of bodily designation. So the inspiration to enjoy another body comes from Kamadev, who incites material lust. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prays that my all in all, my sarvasva, that should be Radha Madana Mohan. Madan, he is charming the people of this world, but he is charmed by the beauty of Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan is charmed by the beauty of Radha, who is therefore known as Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan, he is making everyone mohit, illusioned. But Madan becomes charmed by Madan Mohan, and he becomes charmed by Radha. So Radha Madan Mohan, he is the all in all of the pure soul. The pure soul is attracted to Krishna, and the impure soul, again we have to understand, what does it mean? There's no such thing as impure soul. This means the soul in the impure state, he is not attracted to Radha Madan Mohan. He is attracted to Madan. So we should pray that our attraction may be to he who is attracted to Radha, not that we shall attempt to appropriate the position of Radha, but rather our position is as the servant of Radha Madan Mohan. Even in approaching Krishna, unless we have a clear understanding of how he should be approached, then there can be a mistake in that. Just like we in our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we don't sing Meera Bhajan. It's very popular. It's considered she's a great devotee of Krishna. But she's always singing how she shall enjoy with Krishna. But the Gauriya understanding is how Krishna should enjoy through me. Krishnate akila cheshta. Everything should be done for Krishna's happiness. Not that I shall enjoy Krishna. That is a mistake. Therefore the Gauriya, the clear concept of Krishna bhakti is to consider how Krishna will be happy. Krishna will be happy with Radha, not with me. What does he want? Why should I think I'm so great that I shall call Krishna? Now Krishna I shall enjoy. No Radha, no mention. This is a mistake. Gauriya understanding is দুহার মিলনে আনন্দ করে, দুহি দুহার বিযোগে দুঃখেতে মরি। This Bhaktivinoda Thakur says of Radha and Krishna, but that by their coming, when they're together, then I'm very happy. When they're separated, then I'm so unhappy, I feel like I want to die. So the Gauriya Vaishnavas, they're worshippers of Radha and Krishna together. You want to bring them together. So this idea that we shall only worship Krishna, well, that's possible, that's worship of Vasudeva, Krishna, but that's not complete. And the idea that I shall enjoy with Krishna, I shall dance with Krishna, this is offensive to Radharani and not pleasing to Krishna. So it may go on in the name of bhakti, but bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, to act in a manner that Krishna is pleased, not that I shall be pleased by seeing Krishna. Who is it? You are asking, how can I see Krishna? This is a wrong question. I shall see Krishna. I shall enjoy seeing. How can I? The center is on me, me, me. I shall see Krishna. I'm not happy seeing anything in this material world. There, I shall see Krishna. I shall be happy. But the question should be, how can I serve Krishna? What shall I do that Krishna shall be happy with me? Who is it? You are asking, how can I see Krishna? This is a wrong question. I shall see Krishna. I shall enjoy seeing. How can I? The center is on me, me, me. I shall see Krishna. I'm not happy seeing anything in this material world. There, I shall see Krishna. I shall be happy. But the question should be, how can I serve Krishna? What shall I do that Krishna shall be happy with me? I am a servant of Krishna. Not that I shall see Krishna, then I shall be happy. Of course, one becomes happy by seeing Krishna, unless one is kamsa or of that variety. The desire to see Krishna is better than the desire to see any object of this material world. But the question means that one has not heard properly. Seeing begins with hearing. By hearing, we shall understand that we are meant to serve Krishna. We are not meant to enjoy. It's very, very difficult to get free of the designation by which we consider ourselves the enjoyer of this material world. That will be cut by hearing. Tatodu sangamutsrija santa satsu sajeta buddhiman santa evasa chindanti. What do they cut? The mano vyasangam uktibihi. We should give up the bad association of those who are interested in enjoying this material world. Those who are intelligent will associate with devotees by hearing the words of whom our material attachments will be cut. So we might think, well, I'll go and hear some nice stories about Krishna. We can go. And we can hear nice stories. But as long as we're possessed of the wrong mentality that I'm the enjoyer of this material world, or even we take that concept, I'm the enjoyer of the spiritual world, I'm the enjoyer of Krishna, then even hearing about the leela of Krishna, then we shall consider this is something for me to enjoy. Then we can never understand. We hear, we can even become expert in reciting and telling all the stories, but we won't have interest. So one has to get the material attachments cut. That hearing should take place. Then hearing about Krishna will be actually conducive for our spiritual advancement. That's why it's not that all hearing about Krishna is beneficial. If it's heard from persons who are not sevanmukh, who don't have the attitude of service to Krishna, that means they must have the attitude of wanting to exploit Krishna. So that attitude will be transferred. So this begins, this seeing Krishna, begins with hearing Krishna. The devotee's aim is not so much to see Krishna as to serve Krishna. Because that is the jiva's position. Jivesvarupoi Krishna Nityodas. Jiva's eternal situation was to see Krishna, then it would be Jivesvarupoi Krishna Nityadrashta, the eternal seer of Krishna. But rather, we are the servant, we are to be seen by Him. That's what darshan. Darshan means we shall present ourselves to be seen by Him. And obviously, if we present ourselves to be seen by Him, then automatically then we get the chance to see Him. But our seeing Him is not the important factor. How He shall see us. And He shall see, what will He see? He'll see us, pure servants, and He'll also see all the material contaminations that we have. Krishna sees everything. So, to present ourselves to Krishna, we have to become eligible. Beginning eligibility by the mercy of Krishna is to become adhikari, one who is eligible, one who accepts initiation in the anyabhilashita shunyam, rupanuga, the line of devotees, or any bona fide line of devotees. One is initiated, then he can begin to, that is the beginning of bhakti. Tasmat guru padashaya Krishna dikshanu shikshanam. These are the three first activities of bhakti listed by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. One should take shelter of the lotus feet of a guru, become initiated, learn about Krishna. It's not that we don't find anywhere among the 64 angas that one should, of course darshan is mentioned, but it's not mentioned that one should see Krishna. Seeing Krishna is a, that when one has followed all the paths of sadhana bhakti, then one gets entrance into Krishna's, one has the opportunity to serve Krishna. And seeing will automatically be there. But the seeing is, one likes to decorate Krishna so that he will be very happy to present himself to Radha. So the whole mentality, that we bring our contaminated mentality into bhakti, that has to be changed by hearing about Krishna. And hearing sambandha gyan, what is our position? Our position, we are meant only to serve Krishna. So now it's time to see Krishna, is that right? Now it's time that the Lord will very mercifully present